Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Sean Plott, aka Day9, and today I want to provide an introduction to my series on mechanics. Before we begin, I need to stop and take some time to define what I actually mean by mechanics. When I say mechanics, I'm referring to a player's ability to enact his decisions, not the player's ability to make correct decisions. So for instance, let's say we have a Terran player who's making a lot of Medic Marine against a Zerg player. The mechanics of this situation are the Terran player's ability to control all those Medic Marine very effectively, and the Terran player's ability to constantly make Medic Marine out of all of his barracks. Elements that would not be part of mechanics would be that player's decision to go Medic Marine instead of, say, mech. Mechanics are absolutely critical to a player's success. I mean, for instance, there's probably many of you who have played games where you were against a worse opponent, and you may have done a strategy that was bad, but because you were able to get so many more units and to control them so much better than your opponent, you ended up winning. On the reverse side, it's actually horrible when a player is doing the correct strategy, but his mechanics prevent him from executing that strategy effectively. What ends up happening is this player, who is thinking correctly, ends up deciding that his strategy is wrong, and he learns in the wrong direction, and we don't want that. Not only do strong mechanics allow a player to perform at a higher level, but most importantly, strong mechanics allow a player to learn correctly and learn much more rapidly than if he had weak mechanics. You know, it's even kind of funny because mechanics are so important that it sometimes can be detrimental to focus too much on strategy, especially for a beginning player, even though StarCraft is a real-time strategy game. You'll end up with players who have a gimmick against each race. You know, they'll go Lurker Ling fast against a Terran player, or they will go slow Lurker Drop against Protoss, and they have all these different strategies, but they never focus on executing them very well. And then after a while, when they're against sufficiently strong opponents, such players will end up having no options. None of their strategies work. And it's at times like these when players feel particularly lost in their play, and that's just a terrible feeling that I don't wish for anyone. However, if players focus on mechanics, not only do they end up being able to beat better and better opponents, but the strategy becomes much deeper. Because now, with things being executed so well, there's all of a sudden great options. I mean, having players be able to control Vultures really well against Zerg has opened up an entire arena of mech play against Zerg players. And so, since mechanics are such an important component of strong play, I'm creating this audio series to provide tips on how to hold your mouse hand, how to hold your keyboard hand, how to use hotkeys and F keys, ways to practice and improve to get those mechanics honed down really well so you can perform those strategies just the way you want. Some of these guides will be general in nature, others will be race specific. I'll just be doing my best to answer any potential questions or issues you could have in regards to mechanics. So with all that said, I sincerely hope you enjoy my audio series on mechanics. Good luck and cheers!